I said that before, but I took a while.
We're back.
Hi.
For the third and final in our little trio of episodes.
Yes! Here. It's Peta and Kunta here, BT Dubs.
Yeah, no, definitely.
She's just walking into your house with no introduction.
You can. I feel like I've been here, guys. I've been here. I've
we been have
in
been
your house.
Here.
Yeah.
We may be here forever.
Yeah. Don't kick me out, please.
Please don't.
Don't kick me out.
This girl is a setting. Pictures and buttons. It's steady. They're like steady. This girl is a steady. Pictures and buttons. It's steady. They're like steady.
About the family.
We want to talk
the
about
whole
the family.
Fam. Yeah.
We're going to leave Issa for last.
Because, woo!
Because there's a lot going on with Issa.
There is a lot going on with
Issa. Because even with Kofi being in the show. With
right?
Quayshawn.
And Nance Finch. Nance Finch, the...
Oh, Kendrick Sampson.
The nuisance.
Nuisance.
Yeah.
Do you really hate Nathan, Quinta?
Yeah.
You even saying yeah. I can watch
I'm
it
not
like, yeah.
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 I'm just, I don't know.
I really like the way they say Nora. Okay, she hates Nathan, which is...
Yeah, I do. Wow. But today we're talking about... And Nathan's part of the family, but I feel
Nathan
like, let's not, because his story is very much tied
deep into him
to Issa's.
Because that felt weird to name. You know what
yes.
I mean.
Yes. we're talking about Kelly.
We're
talking
about Tiffany.
Derek, Chad.
Amal. Just all the supporting cast that
Daniel.
Makes Insecure.
Remember Daniel, guys?
We remember Daniel.
Do you remember Daniel?
Daniel is a man. Okay. Okay. Yeah, just all the people that make up the Insecure fam.
And which they do, bruh. Like,
they do. They make the
I
show
I feel like,
the
yeah, they really do.
Cast.
They make the show, like, such a... So Chad relatable.
Too. Chad. Chad is so funny.
Chad is so funny.
He's that toxic friend that's a clown.
He is, yeah, he's like
he's
a guy
worst,
who...
but also hilarious.
All you do is laugh, but you're just like, you're ridiculous,
I just,
aren't
even
you?
Him watching the shows, like the shows within the show, oh, bitch, let the bitch read. Like, even him.
But I like how he... he's a clown, but he's straightforward. Like, he's always honest.
He low-key holds
he's always honest.
Lawrence
but also with honest, not with Lawrence, not with himself.
Yes.
Because there was that moment.
Oh, yeah, he cheated
season,
on his fiancée.
And he
sure.
just doesn't want to, he just doesn't want to come to Jesus about that. Like, I think it was because he cheated.
Oh,
I think they,
Chad,
they, yeah.
yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like...
No,
why. That's a bitch. That's she's after, you know, like she doesn't.
Chad, yeah. He Chad says, is, I can see that, but I'm not this.
Yeah, Chad
that's
is like
different.
The you know, the poster boy for, you know, really cool straight niggas. But there's just
problematique.
A problematis. There's always a little problematis in there.
Yeah, but we love Chad. I also particularly enjoy his banter with Issa, especially when her
and also just like how it just never really flows with him. It
he's
never flows.
Motherfucking son. Like just
and she's the
a
most
clown.
Awkward.
And I can tell that a huge part of her hates him.
Yes.
Because he's so annoying.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
so funny to us.
So funny.
And just, oh, like, even him clowning Lawrence about being
like
a Brian McKnight type of dude.
I like their friendship.
He
I
made
do
this
like
joke about how, like, you need a two-bedroom apartment, one for you and one for your feelings. Just, like, the worst. He's the worst. I do like their friendship.
I do like their friendship because he's there for...
He is. He lets him sleep on his...
Old boy
Ritz.
Old boy.
He lets him, like, sleep on his air mattress and, like,
and,
you know, just with him through his mess. And Derek is also part of that crew as well.
Derek is the sober-minded
of
the
Derek.
Squad.
Yeah,
the
he's
crew,
always...
You know? Kind of what you would, like... He gives me Hotep sometimes.
Derek can give Hotep. Derek can also give queer. I don't know why, but sometimes I feel like Derek... I feel like...
Queer.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm going to tell you. I'll also say that I feel like Derek cheated on Tiffany or something.
I do
something
feel
weird.
Like something
because there was
there.
A point where
yes.
Tiffany said he stayed in a hotel for a
yes,
few weeks.
Yes, absolutely.
But she didn't want to... People
like
wanted follow-ups
like
and she kept saying no.
There's like a silence in their relationship.
Yeah,
right
and it's like they act
like
they're obsessed
what
with each other,
hiding?
But it's also like...
What are you guys hiding?
No, man. There's something
what
weird.
What are you guys hiding?
But I do enjoy
but
Derek.
Tell me more about the queer. I was like, oh, is he? Okay.
I don't know.
It's just the thing that you feel. I will say he's softer, he's gentler.
Maybe it is a softer, and maybe that also could soft be internalized. Free, you know? Naturally me. That could be homophobia from me. I don't know. Could be. Could be.
But you're Derek, sober-minded.
Always, always. Even in later season, but this it's season.
The sober-minded, guys.
Him calling
still
out.
Waters, guys. Run deep.
That's true. Him calling out Lawrence and Condola with them fighting at the baby's birthday.
Because what the hell?
Again, very sobering. He was like,
also, just let the nigger hold his child.
But it's also like, why are you trying to grab the child? Why are you guys doing? Why? You guys are at a children's birthday party also. Why are you fighting about this here?
I just don't understand. It's time being gay.
Pam Gwabantu. I mean, not to be like Abantu Bazotin, but like, you guys are literally...
That's the last thing for me. It's just like you guys with the
baby. And Derek was like, the baby feels this tension. Stop it.
You know? But you're saying that he's like... There's something weird with him and Tiff.
Why would your husband stay in a hotel and you didn't tell your friends? That's weird.
Yeah, and there's... I think he said something to his friends about how it's not that easy or whatever. There's just something this season... that gives me the sense that she, like, there's something going on in their relationship.
Yeah. Although I will say, a little bit more is revealed in episode 7. Alrighty.
Okay.
I like that we've delved a little bit into them being the first friends in the group to have a baby and be married, and how that like dynamic
it's a first
is and
for them.
Yeah, because when it's a first for you, it's a first for everyone in the group.
Yeah, it is.
So we see everyone keep coming back together.
But everybody can just like,
and,
you know,
also seeing Tiffany's postpartum.
Yes, that's the thing. Because it feels like she was a bit absent and he had to take over.
For sure. Her postpartum, she was out of it because there were things that she would say, even talking about, like, even when they were at the block party and, like, the baby was fussing and they had to leave and she was like, this is the first time I've been out, like, I don't want to leave. And he was like, okay, no, I'll go, you stay, like... There were a lot of things like that. And he seemed to carry the weight of childcare. Which isn't really common, I suppose.
It isn't.
And then she also disappeared. True. But she also full on disappeared and went missing.
Yes, she did
that.
Like, I think there's just been a lot that they've been through.
Yeah, her
and postpartum it's interesting, though. It's interesting how they're treating it. It's very much. Metaphorical of how marriages are, like, people, you know, there's always a facade that must be
that everything,
you know,
is okay,
we must all commit to just like, oh, we're married and, you know, we never talk about our issues and no one ever comes and prods because people are always like,
because it's
guys
like
married.
That's married people's
that's like
business.
Yes, you know, and it's
which
just,
is true because when people are single true. It's a different, it feels like you can ask your friend like,
yeah,
hey,
like, what's going
XYZ on? Are you good?
Marriage is a whole couple of steps up.
Yeah, but there's also like
so
politics in how people have to perform being in a good marriage as well, and I do think that that's a factor in having to seem like everything is fine, even when it's not.
And it's like, for who, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's
so
what we were taught, the respectability politics of marriage, our whole thing.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
So that's Derek. Tiffany, on the other hand, has always been the prim and proper, you know, type
she's
A
all, she's also, she's always
friend.
Given me, like, she's very stock. There's nothing.
Yeah.
So her character development only really came through when she...
Yeah.
Like,
with the postpartum
stuff.
Like, after
four?
She had the baby season four,
And even then, it's so cool how... what's her name? The actual actor?
Oh, Amanda Seals.
Amanda Seals plays her because she's clearly trying... She's still trying to be Tiffany, you know, this this it girl,
but
she's going through something. She's
and
cracking.
You could see, and I love that
Tiffany's
you could see
cracking.
Her cracking through maintenance.
Yeah.
Because there's something to be said. This is definitely something that I am guilty of not trying very hard not to look like your problems.
Mm.
So you will make sure that you always look the part.
You're trying to
so that nobody
things,
because
inside,
like everything, like if there's one thing that you can control, okay, outward it's gonna be looking put together and having my head and my nose done. So it was interesting to see in season four her, like, okay, now her nails aren't done. Now she has her natural hair, like, her hair isn't pressed, and, like, she looks a little bit sloppier. Like, there were choices that they made.
I can't wait to see more, like, the depth. It feels like, yo, there's a lot there. And I feel like we got that breakdown when she disappeared. That was a breakdown moment. But we didn't get to sit and see her.
Yeah,
like I want to see
they peeped into it a little bit in this episode.
Okay, cool.
Spoiler alert: she has a big reveal that her and Derek are actually moving from LA, and that becomes very like sobering for everyone because they're like, "Yo, why didn't you tell us?" Like,
yeah.
But you also see her fear and hear her concerns about moving away from her support structure and not having her friends there and her fear about even having another baby again and being depressed again. Moving? You know, because he got another job, like Derek got another job and stuff.
People
but
need therapy.
You can see that she's terrified of having another child again because she doesn't know if she's going to have postpartum depression again.
This one was traumatic for her.
Yeah, clearly. And people don't talk. And I mean, I like that they used her arc as a gateway to talk about pregnancy with black women and care, like how a lot of black women die in childbirth
so many
like not cared
wrong.
For and all the factors, you know, so being assumed to have a higher pain threshold and like not being taken seriously by
and
doctors.
I mean, just the
and, like,
trauma of that, like childbirth, I feel not, like is a level of trauma in and of itself. But then like the processing that is not easy.
Mm-mm.
You know, like yikes, the postpartum is, I can't imagine what postpartum
it looks,
depression
is. Because you can't, and then you just, feels like, you just don't, you can't
like
connect
it.
To your baby.
Yeah.
And then it also
and
makes
you
feel like a failure
that you feel,
because
you know?
A mother's supposed to be maternal, you and know? You're supposed to whatever. Then you feel bad
and
on
then
top
you
of everything.
And then you also can't cope, you can't be honest with yourself about it sometimes. You're like, am I,
yeah, because then it feels like,
am I actually
you're not
a bad
strong
person,
enough to do
that?
Yeah, like why can't I connect with my kid?
Yeah, you know.
So there's so many things that I like that they touched on.
It's
and you can see, like you can like.
And then, Kelly, but is there more?
Is there Kelly? Please, can we? We have to talk about Kelly.
We absolutely have to
Kelly,
talk
about Kelly.
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 Who is hopefully
Kelly? I feel Kelly should 100%. Yeah, I'd 100% watch that.
Do you think she? But honestly, do you think she could hold a whole show herself?
Yeah, I think she could.
Yeah.
I think there's so many
as
things.
Kelly.
Yes, I think there's so many things, the interesting things and funny things that happen to her that aren't actually explored properly.
I mean, she podcasts
so she'll be like, oh,
from her literal
Penny preguntas.
Her layer of luxury. Also,
guys,
she's the only one. No, she's not the only one. But she's making her money.
Kelly is making her money.
Ooh.
And she's a financial advisor or whatever. And you know, like, there's so much backstory that we haven't gotten
to
Kelly.
Yeah, there is, really.
That they've sprinkled out throughout the seasons. And I really love, even the podcast thing, the fact that she spoke about that when they were in Malibu in season one.
I know,
when
she's
Issa was
it.
Like, do you hear yourself sometimes? She's like, of course I do. I have a podcast. And now we're seeing her in her podcast and even having her die, literally.
I know.
At the Stanford.
And that was so interesting for me,
episode. Yeah.
That first episode, when, because obviously it's a fake death, but like there's something about it that made me feel like someone's going to die.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
there's a point at the end where she's podcasting.
Oh, the
she's podcasting and she's narrating.
Yeah.
It was ominous.
It was a little bit ominous.
I was like,
but it felt ominous, but it also felt very meta because she was talking about like if this was the last time you knew you were gonna experience something, would you do anything differently? And it was very meta because it's the last season of the show. So I like that they did that.
Yeah.
But then I also like how we're starting now to see in season 5 her being like, Do you guys actually take me seriously?
Yeah. She's really like,
even how they still would joke and she'd be like, hey dude, this is actually like them making a joke about how I died and people
I
just being like she
were,
had a good stanky
those
leg.
Were notes the writers took from
us.
Yeah.
Because we definitely had some gripe to pick about Kelly. But it also they also did it in a way that didn't feel too pandering to the audience.
Yeah.
And she has been comedy gold. God, Natasha Rothwell is incredible.
I love her.
As a writer
her
and her comedic
in that
timing.
Penguin suit and her speech for
Tiffin Derrick's baby. Like the fact that she's the only baby that she would ever
be.
A demon amongst angels.
Oh, I love
Natasha!
And she really love that they showed her and Tiffany as well, and how she's also a point of, like, a confidant to Marley and Issa as well, and how the three of them have a group chat. And when they have problems, they'll go to Kelly and be like, what did you and Tiffany do when you guys had a falling out? So she's like still, someone who's an advisor, even though she is a clown.
Yeah.
She's good at her job, and she can. Like, she's completely ridiculous, but, like, you know, she is somebody that you can depend on, because even Tiffany and Derrick leaned on her to help take care of the baby, even though their friendship was in a weird place. So
it's interesting though to see that in a squad you can have friends, and we can all understand that we're friends, but this is my bitch.
Yes.
You know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
this is my best friend. We're all friends. This is my best friend. But this is my best friend.
You know, so I like that. I like that a lot.
And I do, I mean, we've spoken at length about the way that, you know, she was written as, like, the fat friend, and it was giving very much the Duff. But there's a level of unapologetic
That I enjoyed
about the way that they wrote her.
This time around. Or just throughout?
Yeah, I think it's throughout, actually. Because she's never felt... Yeah. Like, even if you think of when they were kiss and grind and, like... She was like, ooh, selfie. And then Marley and Issa came. And she was like, no, I'm trying to take a photo of me because I look good. Like,
yeah, no, she's always been about herself.
Yeah, and I really love that they didn't make her, like, a little bit shamed of
her
body.
Any little
enjoyment.
Yeah.
So that's great. Who else do we have? Amal. Why does she hate Amal? Why does she hate Issa's brother? I want to know.
I mean, Did they have sex? There's a love story going on there. I don't think they've had sex. I think there is some sort of...
I don't know. Because it's too... They're way too hostile.
Yeah, they are.
They're jazz. They're really funny.
They hate each other. They hate each other.
No, they really do hate each other.
They hate each other.
And they openly... But yeah, I think now it's one of those things where it's like they enjoy hating each other because they just get to talk shit.
But there's something there. There's something there. Absolutely. And also when they said that Amal is bi, it came out somewhere that he's not actually gay.
Oh, because Issa's neighbor. Oh, that crazy-ass neighbor. The one with the kid. The one who was like, what y'all doing? Kissing. Eating tacos and kissing on the mouth. That kid.
Oh, my gosh.
She's the neurotic neighbor that's always knocking, saying there's spiders or something crazy like that. Because she was checking for him.
When Issa was still a supra.
She's still a supra now.
Is she still? She's also got a... She's also a bad bitch now.
Yes,
please,
she's still
everybody.
A supra. She's still a supra intendant.
You have to keep your day job.
So, I mean, so many supporting characters.
Who else? Daniel? Should we talk about Daniel?
We can touch on Daniel.
What is there to say?
There was an assassination of Daniel's character in one episode, which was a gag. I mean, yikes. Yeah, they just made it weird.
Yeah, no,
he
Daniel
was on and
really
on about
fell
Nordic
from grace,
beats.
Hey? Really
Remember, he
fell.
Was with the Nordic flute.
From grace.
Yeah, he just was a giant asshole.
And don't you just hate that?
So
like, when you're, okay, like, this might sound problematic, okay? But we're human, and we are problematic. When you downgrade your crush, or when you realize, oh, my crush is, they're human. Oh, yuck, I don't
that's
like that.
That's the worst feeling.
I don't like that.
That's
I don't like
the
that.
Worst
they
feeling.
Did that to Daniel.
They
like
did that
he,
to Daniel. They made him
like,
gross.
They made
and
him
we
repulsive.
All collectively, like, if this is some toxic ass.
Oh, like, look at him.
He's so insecure.
His life.
Which I get.
Look
they
at
showed,
him struggling
they
with
showed
his life like every
insecurity.
Other person.
They showed his insecurity.
Yeah, and they made him human.
Yes.
No one wants to humanize their freaking
but also he
crush. I'm sorry.
He had so many, he had so many things about him, though, that, like, the revenge thing with Issa, how he would bring back women and have loud sex. Like,
but
there were petty things that he did.
Meanwhile, the women that you bring back don't even rate you that much.
No. They were like, when are you going to leave my house?
Oh, that's when I was like...
Why is your friend
cancel
staying at
Daniel,
your place
guys.
And now you're not living with me? What's happening? Like, yeah, they really downgraded Daniel. He just became trash. But, who is your favorite in the supporting cast? Outside of Issa, Marley, and Lawrence...
Absolutely,
your favorite.
Come on.
See, I was also going to say Kaylee.
Yeah,
and it feels cliche, but I'm sorry, guys.
Like, she outperforms. You know, literally just, a scene stealer.
Yeah, she is. She's absolutely there. And I mean, there's so many she's other little of the characters party.
Like Thug Yoda and like...
You know, she's also
the
there.
Like, they're all the funny little characters that it's they've just, had.
There's something... But like, Kelly. She's so important. She's so important.
I love her.
Like, for the story, for the mood.
Yeah.
The I love her. Oh, everyone that I associate
with is
thriving.
Thriving. Ah, quotable.
Listen.
Quotable.
And she's had quotables. Growth.
Yeah. Growth. Is we still growth. We still do this when we talk about growth. And you know what gesture we're making. We love Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, guys, we can't wait to see the last few episodes of the season.
Yeah.
We're so sad.
We are sad, but I mean, it's about to get real.
It's about to get real.
Let's get into the last three episodes.
Yes. And just, let's talk about it. Tweet us, at us.
Yeah. At share us. Your thoughts. Hopefully this will come out soon.
Hopefully it will. Zing, zing. We'll do what we can.
We'll do what we can. Yeah, but
usual,
we definitely
like, comment, subscribe.
Alrighty.
We're up everywhere. Black Staring.
The Black Staring.
Yeah. The Black Staring. Ink. This girl is a staring.